From KPFK Pacifica Radio, this is Rising Up with Sonali, and I'm your host, Sonali Kolhatkar. You can watch this show on Free Speech TV and listen to it on Pacifica radio stations and affiliates nationwide. President Trump flew to Utah on Monday to make the biggest public lands-related announcement of his tenure, fulfilling a promise that he made to the Utah congressional delegation last year, seemingly in exchange for their support of his campaign. Trump dramatically reduced the size of two major national monuments, Bears Ears, whose designation will be reduced by a whopping 85%, and Grand Staircase Escalante, which will be reduced by nearly 46%, were granted national monument status by Trump's predecessors, Barack Obama and Bill Clinton, respectively. Both are coveted by fossil fuel interests. No president has ever taken such an action before. Well, here's an excerpt of Trump's speech in Utah on Monday, where he attempts to explain why he is reducing federal protections of the lands of the beloved monuments.
I know all of you feel blessed to be living among some of the most glorious natural wonders anywhere in the world. You cherish Utah's gleaming rivers and sweeping valleys. You take inspiration from its majestic peaks. And when you look upon its many winding canyons and glowing vistas, you marvel at the beauty of God's great creation. And that is why I'm here today. Because some people think that the natural resources of Utah should be controlled by a small handful of very distant bureaucrats located in Washington. And guess what? They're wrong. The families and communities of Utah know and love this land the best, and you know the best how to take care of your land. You know how to protect it. And you know best how to conserve this land for many, many generations to come. Your timeless bond with the outdoors should not be replaced with the whims of regulators thousands and thousands of miles away. They don't know your land, and truly, they don't care for your land like you do. But from now on, that won't matter. I've come to Utah to take a very historic action to reverse federal overreach and restore the rights of this land to your citizens.
And that is Donald Trump speaking in Utah on Monday. If it sounded like he wanted to protect national monuments, in fact, he was there announcing the stripping away of protections of Bears Ears and Grand Staircase Escalante. My guest is Cassidy Craighill. She's a media officer for Greenpeace USA covering climate change and energy. Welcome to the program, Cassidy.
Thanks for having me.
It was quite remarkable to watch the president talking about federal protections being equivalent to a small handful of government officials from thousands of miles away controlling this land. If you replace the word government officials with corporate heads, corporate entities, you could make exactly the opposite argument. How unprecedented is Trump's action, his order?
So not only is it unprecedented, but it actually is out of his legal authority. So as you mentioned, Obama designated Bears Ears after lobbying from Native American tribes who wanted to see that sacred land protected from exploitation. And then Bill Clinton did the same with Grand Staircase Escalante in the 90s. So those processes are long and they require lots of consultation. And presidents can designate those areas to actually dramatically reduce and alter those designations is a very different process. And Trump, as we've seen in other actions, thinks he can easily just sign something away and undo years and decades of work. He's going to learn very quickly that that is not the case for these, since we've already seen lawsuits filed. And people should remember that he is changing, is stripping away 85% of Bears Ears and half of Grand Staircase, Escalante, and that could just be the tipping point for other national monuments. So this is not a minor change. He really wants to completely undo federal protections for these public lands.
So this is something that presidents get to do as part of their legacy. It's considered, you know, something that you leave behind. You protect these lands with this federal designation. It doesn't mean the federal government controls what happens on these lands. It simply means that if you want to do anything to this land, you have to deal with the federal government because it is being protected. So the way in which he cast what was done to these lands is very misleading.
It was, and watching his speech, or even listening to it yesterday, was really troubling because he was misleading the people of Utah and anybody listening so dramatically say things like people will be able to hike these lands, enjoy these lands for generations, while he's stripping them of their federal protections, which will open the door up to exploitation from industry, from mining, from oil and gas.
And the federal designation is precisely what allows people to have protected land to enjoy hiking and other outdoors activities.
Right, exactly. It was a very cruel way to manipulate what he was actually doing. And so it's really important for people to understand what actually happened yesterday, since Trump, I think, would have us believe that he was protecting lands for generations to come when he's doing the exact opposite.
So this was essentially a gift to the Utah congressional delegation, right? Specifically Bears Ears, which Orrin Hatch and other Utah congressmen had done a very obvious and overt deal with Trump. They didn't even try to hide it last year when it was essentially a quid pro quo, one could argue, that they would support Trump in exchange for him promising to revoke Obama's action designating Bears Ears.
Right, and they look at Bears Ears as a place that should turn into an exploited wasteland, something that has 1.34 million acres of fossil fuel reserves underneath it. And so that's what they see when they look at it, whereas Native American tribes that are filing lawsuits see it as sacred land that should be protected and is something that people should enjoy for generations to come. So it's really important to follow the money here and look at the fact that underneath these sacred lands lie coal, oil, and gas reserves, and that federal protection is keeping those fossil fuels under the ground. And now, after Trump's decision yesterday, you know, people will have to fight much harder for all national monuments that have that designation to keep them protected and keep them from becoming oil and gas fields all over the country.
Did the outlines of the new designations that Trump wants to put in place reveal where the drilling interests and mining interests lie? I mean, was it obvious looking at the map in terms of the difference from Obama's outlines to Trump's outlines that this is for fossil fuels?
It's a little probably early to say that some of these companies have an X marks the spot type of map. What we do know is that Greenpeace released some analysis and maps just this week that revealed that 90% of Bears Ears and 40% of Grand Staircase Escalante overlaps with coal, oil, and gas basins. And that is not just the case for those two monuments, but for a grand total of 120 million acres of protected land across the country. That's larger than the entire state of California. So this could just be the tipping point for a lot of these industry executives to get inside what should be a democratic process at our federal agencies and fight for something that only benefits them and lines their pockets, while neglecting the public comments and the public support for protecting lands like this.
So, just staying for a minute on Bears Ears and Grand Staircase Escalante, specifically Bears Ears, the Intertribal Native Coalition in Utah, which was formed as a coalition to get this designation to protect these sacred spaces, I understand will be part of a lawsuit. How will this be tied up in court? As you said, there isn't really clear legal authority for a president to undo national monument designations by previous presidents. Do you at least hope that he won't be able to push through with this?
Yes, I think we've seen from lots of issues that the courts are a really great place to hold the line against what Trump is trying to do and how he's trying to attack things that belong to people in this country, including public lands. So there have been a couple lawsuits filed, both by, like you mentioned, Native American tribes. I would say that probably a lot of the same ones that actually lobbied for Bears Ears to be protected in the first place are now having to go to court again and fight for what is theirs and what is sacred to them. And so those are a set of lawsuits. Also groups like Earth Justice, which I'm sure people are familiar with, often file lawsuits in response to something like this. They have filed some one as well, and all of those are to keep this tied up in court. It could take years. It could leak over to the next presidency. So it's really important for people to remember that there are checks and balances in this country, and that if we utilize them, we can stop the worst impacts of the Trump administration from actually coming to fruition. But it really requires people to stay informed and to stay engaged on these issues. And it is possible that we can stop them, but we have to be very vigilant about it.
Let's talk about the study that Greenpeace, your organization, did this week, unearthed, which you mentioned earlier, has essentially found that if Trump were to, given that Trump is going after national monuments that sit atop fossil fuel reserves, he likely has a sight set on a much larger set of national monuments. So if the Utah action is successful, his administration and the corporate interests that float this administration could go after many, many more national monuments, couldn't they?
Yes, the Bears Ears has definitely gotten, received the most attention in recent months. It actually had an expedited process by the Interior Department. And I think a lot of that is because, like you mentioned, the Utah congressional delegation. But there are so many other monuments that are overlapping with these fossil fuel basins, particularly out west, that could have a similar fate. There was also a review of marine national monuments as well, which is important to remember. So right now we're talking about public lands, but there's also marine monuments that could be at risk as well. So Greenpeace looked at geological maps and surveys of fossil fuel basins and where actual monument designations lie, and found a really disturbing overlap between all of these monuments that are either being mentioned or now haven't had an action taken against them, like we saw earlier this week against Bears Ears and Grand Staircase. But there's a lot that are in consideration that could be in Trump's line of fire as well. And like I mentioned before, the total amount, land mass, is bigger than the entire state of California. So if Trump is successful in this, which as mentioned earlier, there are a lot of steps in between. It could really lead to a really unsettling precedent where all of these protected lands that are often right next to national parks, we could see lose all their federal protection, which would make them more vulnerable to corporate exploitation.
All of this happening at a time when the impacts of climate change are so real. I'm here in Southern California, where our drought continues, warmer than average temperatures, and now out of control wildfires in Southern California, after a summer of extreme weather that scientists say are exactly the fulfillment of predictions they had made on climate change, and yet these corporations, together with their friends in government, want to continue to exploit our natural resources and continue to contribute to emissions in our air. So the other protected lands that are that have for a long time been targeted as the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge, didn't the Senate in its 500-page tax bill, the Republican senators add in drilling in the Arctic to go forward as part of a tax reform bill?
Yes, so that may be sort of a subplot that some people missed in the early Saturday morning tax reform vote, was that in it, and what actually got Senator Lisa Murkowski to finally vote for that bill, was to open up ANWR, the Alaska National Wildlife Refuge, to fossil fuel drilling.
So Mitch McConnell bought Murkowski's vote in exchange for allowing drilling in the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge, a senator who, by the way, is somehow seen as a sort of moderate Republican.
Yes, exactly. We've seen Murkowski really, you know, not kind of hold out on healthcare votes and other kinds of votes. But for this one, all you needed to do was dangle ANWR in front of her, which is something she's wanted to open up for a long time, unfortunately. What's important to remember with that, too, is that, yes, of course, it is really, really disappointing to see these lands opened up, but they do have to get companies to actually want to drill there, get permits to drill there, et cetera. So there's a lot of steps in between that news that we've received this week on all of these national monuments and protected places like up in Alaska and when drilling rigs actually show up. So there's a lot of ways that people can get involved and try to stop in between, from public hearings to protests to actually hear, you know, those companies getting permits to drill in those places. So all hope is not lost yet, but this has been quite an attack on public lands this week.
It has been quite a week indeed, and we're barely halfway through the week. Cassidy, where can people get a hold of the report Unearthed that you mentioned that just shows this very naked coincidence between where fossil fuel reserves lie and where the national monuments that are in danger lie?
So Unearthed is Greenpeace's research leg of our organization. It produces some really great work. If you go to unearthed.greenpeace.org, you will see this report up at the top, along with several other investigative reports on environmental issues. So it's a great resource for people who want to learn more.
And we'll post a link to that from our website later today. Cassidy, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Cassidy Craighill is a media officer for Greenpeace USA, covering climate change and energy. We've been discussing Trump's announcement to dramatically reduce the national monument designations of Bears Ears and Grand Staircase Escalante in Utah. I'm Sonali Kolhatkar. We're online at risingupwithsonali.com, where you can sign up for our daily newsletter. Also find us on Facebook, Twitter, iTunes, and Vimeo.